We are entering week two of public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry. This week includes a lineup of 8 current and former officials. 2 of them are expected to testify before the House Intelligence Committee tomorrow. But the impeachment inquiry didn't take the weekend off. There was a closed-door deposition, 2 newly released transcripts, and a presidential tweet directed at a witness. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking Sunday on CBS.
The words of the president weigh a ton. They are very significant. And he should not frivolously throw out insults. But that's what he does.
NPR's congressional reporter Claudia Grisales has been following all the developments and joins us this morning. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Rachel.
Where do things stand? Get us caught up. What did we learn over the weekend?
So, yes, it was a busy weekend. They released transcripts for 2 closed-door depositions. This is for 2 witnesses set to testify this week. Tim Morrison, the former deputy assistant to the president and top Russia advisor at the National Security Council, as well as Jennifer Williams, the special advisor to the vice president on Europe and Russia. According to the transcript, Morrison called the July 25th call between President Trump and Ukraine's leader, quote, unusual. And he said he was concerned that its contents would leak, but he also said he didn't think anything illegal happened on the call. Williams, on the other hand, said she found the call both, quote, unusual and inappropriate. Trump fired back on Sunday on Twitter. He called Williams a never-Trumper, said she should read the transcripts of the calls he has released and work out a better presidential attack.
All right. So tell us what we should be looking for this week. 8 witnesses coming to testify publicly.
Yes, 8 witnesses. Morrison and Williams are among those witnesses expected to testify in an open hearing. That will be a very busy day tomorrow because alongside them, former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, as well as Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves on the National Security Council, are also expected to testify on Wednesday. That's another high-profile day because we will finally see Sondland, a central figure in this saga, who will talk about his connection to this phone call and coordination, as well as Laura Cooper. She's a Pentagon official and State Department Undersecretary David Hale, who are expected to testify. Then finally on Thursday, Fiona Hill, the former top Russia advisor on the National Security Council, will come before the House Intelligence Committee.
But we should just spend another minute here drilling down on Gordon Sondland, because he does have some explaining to do, does he not? I mean, he totally revised a central part of his original testimony
He sure did. He initially had said he wasn't aware of military aid being withheld in exchange for these investigations. He had to revise that testimony. And in the days since, his name has come up frequently, including in a new phone call, a July 26 phone call between the president and Sondland, where the president was heard talking about the investigations.
And just briefly, there are those who have been invited to testify and have said no thank you. People who would be key to the committee's investigation, in particular, I'm thinking about John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney. Where do those requests stand?
Correct. So both have attempted to go through legal processes, if you will, to consider whether they can testify, even though there's been this directive from the White House not to testify. For example, with Bolton, who's the former National Security Advisor, he has said he has, additional information to share with the committee. However, he's awaiting a response from the courts in order to decide if he's going to proceed forward.
Although we should point out that other White House officials have defied the White House order not to testify and have done so anyway. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.